We're coming over to Caroline Tattersall's work now, which it isn't on at the moment, but I think the only way to describe them are kind of like geysers that people might know from kind of Iceland and places like that. So they're effectively clay fountains, and when they're running, they bubble hot molten clay. And as you can see now, so they're dried at the moment, but what they're doing over a period of time, and we think by the end of the 8 weeks, is going to create this beautiful patination, where actually you get to really see the kind of raw material of the clay and kind of how it works in different guises and different settings. So it's as beautiful when it's turned off, I think, as this is when it is turned on. But people are kind of quite mesmerised by this fountain of bubbling clay when it's running. So
when do you switch it on?
At the weekends. So when a lot of our visitors are here, we have somebody who comes specifically in to kind of get it all working and get it all operating. So it's quite technical. So yeah.
And it's an exhibit which changes over time, which
it
is quite cool.
Yes, it's quite nice. You can keep coming back and seeing how they kind of develop and how they change, which I think is really exciting. So we're going to go around now into Fresh, which is our graduate exhibition. So an open call was put out, and effectively we got about 150 applicants from all over the UK, and we selected 21 artists to go on display here. The prize for this, there's two parts to the prize. There's a bursary for Stafford University for the MA in ceramic design, which will go towards the cost of their fees, and the second bit is a residency as well that they get to go on within Europe. And I think that the work this year is really, really very strong. We've tried as a selection panel to select works which give a real kind of cross breadth of the type of work that young makers are interested in at the moment. And that goes from very simple tableware, which has beautiful design to it, to intricate things like laser cutting, 3D printing, which is now used, which is the pieces here on the boxes and the trinket boxes.
I don't know much about 3D printing. Do you know much about how that works?
I don't know a huge amount about it, but we do have a 3D printer here, which is the first time. It's a 3D printer that's come from America. It's the first time it's been in Europe, so it's now based at BCB for the period of the festival for 6 weeks, and we have an artist, Michael Eden, who's working specifically with it to create work from it. So effectively he will be the kind of only person based in England really who's used this printer over a period of time, because it does take time to understand how it works and kind of how you can get the best use out of it and the technique attached to it. So James Duck's piece. So James is part of the Fresh exhibit, and we're stood in front of effectively a vending machine. So I think most people would sort of see this, you know, at their local leisure centre, so they can get a chocolate bar or a packet of crisps out of it. But actually what you can see in front of it is a number of small ceramic clay pots within there. And I mean, effectively, you'll see right in the bottom in the tray where you normally collect has got a lump of stone in there. So actually the reality is, when you put your money in, and you can put money into this, that the chances are your pot will break. However, we have some very canny visitors, and those visitors have been working together in little teams to catch the pots before they break on the stone, so effectively they can still take them home with them. So it's been really interesting, and people do really, really like this.
So we're gonna put our £2 in the slot. 52.
Oh, it didn't smash.
It didn't smash.
No, we're okay. This one has come out intact.
That will go in the pride of place, in the Crossland's office.
There we go. I'm